Maybe we can do the emergency
Yeah.
first and then backtrack.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do this.
Hey, ready, set, five, four, three, two, one.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. It has been another weekend. We are back for some more Streamiversity classes. Your studies are still going, even though it's technically summer.
Yeah, but people have some credits to make up. Extra credits.
Mm-hmm.
We know that our Streamiversity scholars are always looking to get ahead.
Yeah.
Lifelong learners.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, so the more education you have under your belt, the better, I say.
Oh, ain't that the truth, that it is a dog-eat-dog world out in the world of streaming?
Oh,
especially
yeah.
New streaming, I'm going to say quote-unquote startup, because there's a little company that likes to call themselves a startup.
Mm-hmm, I've heard of them.
But they have way more money than startups.
Yeah, they started with millions.
Billions!
Billions more, sorry. I get confused, but you're right. It's billions more than any other startup ever gets. They already had that.
And two founders that have extensive resumes,
mm-hmm,
that are for major companies, major corporations, that have made huge changes in their leadership roles.
Yeah, huge changes, right?
And they still like to market themselves as a scrappy little underdog that got taken down only because of a global pandemic. Other than that, it would have been fine.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Everything was great until the world had to shut down. That's not their fault. It's not anyone's fault, but they're blaming it on that because that's the only reason.
So everybody, say the name of this company with me.
Quibi! Yeah, one and only.
And Danielle and Rob came in hot with an emergency podcast on Friday because things are getting dog-eat-dog over at Quibi HQ.
Uh-huh.
Some layoffs were announced.
Yeah, according to Deadline.com, Quibi knocks down layoff reports and says the senior execs agree to a 10% salary cut, but it's too late. It was leaked. There's already layoffs that are being announced throughout the company. We heard it. Danielle, Rob heard it. So they're trying to say, well, no, it's not that bad. But is it bad?
It sounds like things are starting to get bad because, as they talked about on Streamiverse, when JCats went on Streamiverse, he said, uh-huh, and they played the receipts for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So JCats went on the record when he was on Streamiverse. He says, oh, Danielle,
all right,
no one is going to be laid off during a pandemic. We would never do that at Quibi. The only reason we would lay someone off is if they had committed a crime.
Right.
Which, to me, is then saying JCats has just admitted that working at Quibi is a crime.
And you know what? I don't blame him for thinking that in his subconscious, even if it is just there in the subconscious. Because what other job do you have where you're just sitting around okaying any type of show to be produced and made? You are just giving the green light to so many projects that are crazy, and they're having fun. I mean, I can see that it's stressful to work at Quibi because of, you know, the pandemic and the low downloads and the app not doing so well a few months into it. But on the flip side, they got to greenlight so many projects, got to see so many shows that maybe never would have been made. So maybe it is a crime. It's kind of like, what? Are we money laundering here? I don't know. This seems like a sweet job.
Oh, now that That would make for a great documentary, is if all of the $2 billion were actually being laundered for some purpose. What kind of nefarious habit do people have that they need money laundered for that we haven't already heard before? I mean,
I know. It's been, it's definitely been
Fabergé egg addiction.
Yes, that could be. See, I've seen shows on television that portray so many reasons to launder money, but that would be a new one. That's a Quibi show right there. The Fabergé egg money laundering scheme.
It's actually just an old Simpsons reference.
Oh, man. Oh, Simpsons already did it? Oh, no.
Yeah. It's a whole Bleeding Gums Murphy backstory, but that's not this kind of podcast.
No, it's not.
This is a podcast where we are trying to figure out, how do you blow through $2 billion?
Well, here's one. Witherspoon, you know, Reese, was allegedly paid $6 million.
Oh, I know the spoon.
Yeah, the spoon that I'm speaking of. $6 million to narrate a show called Fierce Queens. So I don't even think she has to appear on camera for that one.
Oh, no, that's
too much.
That's probably, you know, for the home listener, I'm sitting in my closet when we record all of these. Reese Witherspoon probably just went to her walk-in closet.
It's probably a little bigger than our closets.
Oh, of course.
She laid down some tracks.
Yeah, yeah. And from everything I can understand, Fierce Queens is basically a nature documentary, like what we've seen for 50 years, at least,
yeah,
of nature documentaries. This is just focusing on females,
right,
in nature.
So female empowerment, that is great. It's a different take. It's a spin. However, you're right. Have we not seen Planet Earth? Have we not seen National Geographic? Like, been there, seen that.
Yes. Yes.
And then
so
we're making
people were up in arms that Reese Witherspoon got paid $6 million for this narration. Also in part because her husband works at Quibi. So people are wondering if there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's technically nepotism, if it's your spouse, but people are kind of doing a double take that she got $6 million when her husband works there.
Yeah. So here we are. Quibi may have to implement cutbacks and layoffs, and, you know, Megan and JCats have definitely taken their 10% pay cut, which I didn't realize they were making tons of money on a quote unquote startup in the first place.
Right. Well, that's another thing that Danielle and Rob brought up that, again, doesn't really jive with this analogy that, oh, we're just a humble little startup. One thing I've picked up on from listening to a lot of interviews with companies that have gone on to be successful, but really did start as scrappy little startups, is many times the founders, the co-founders, or the first few people that were hired are taking very minimal salaries.
Oh, yeah. And you'd have to.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, well, we're not making any salaries, so we gotta go.
I forgot I wasn't making any money, so I'm punching my card and I'm walking out the door.
It's time to go. Oh no, that's the bell. Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.